It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KPTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And gosh, we have a fun, crazy studio today. Not crazy, but, you know, I mean, it is.
In my case, it's true.
It is. You know, that's kind of how I live my life. I love different people that kind of come into your life and you wonder that, you know, where they're at and why they came in and what they're doing. So it's so excited. We're talking with, we've got Abby Scott. We're going to talk to her a little bit.
We met at a hair salon.
Yeah, at my hair salon. Yeah. We've got Roland Reeve, who is my acupuncture. We've got Giovanni here. We've got Tom Spence. And we are talking right now with Jake Simpson. And that was your music that you just played. I See You, right?
Yes.
Now. And so, you know, I know that you just said that Oprah Winfrey, she's on her second season of Where Are You, Where Are They Now, right? Mm-hmm. And you're actually going to be on there. How exciting is that? I mean, really, it's taken you to the next step in your life and
Absolutely.
In your career. And so tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I haven't even seen the spot yet.
Oh.
And so I'm looking forward to it. I don't have cable, so I'm having my dad like DVR it for me in Missouri, and then he's just going to throw that into a, you know, like an envelope and send it out here so that I can see it.
You're so funny.
Yeah,
I love it.
That's
You know what? I for anybody out there that is just listening right now, you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. But Jake Simpson, you are so down to earth. You're real. I love that about you. I love authentic people.
Well, thank you.
You know, that's what it's all been. You feel so gratified of your journey.
I don't know if it comes from growing up with the family that I did, but I was always taught that you should never take things for granted and you should never brag about yourself, which it's difficult to have a career in the music business and not be that guy.
Yes.
You know, it's very difficult, and it's I wrestle with it like crazy, but if it wasn't for Oprah, I swear I wouldn't have anything, because she's so great, and after 10 years, they're bringing me that back on this show that's actually airing on Tuesday night. Tuesday night, yep, at 10 o'clock, and they're so cool to put one of my original songs on there. It's a dream come true for me.
You know, and the other thing is that all the listeners, you know, obviously you guys can't hear what we talk about during the breaks, and one of the things that we were talking about during the break was certain, you know, artists and actors and this and that, you know, they're rude or, you know, honestly, between the breaks, you are one of the most easygoing, very down-to-earth, caring people, I think, you know, and when you do make it big, because you are going to make it big, you're an amazing person, I think you're one of those type of people that you deserve it. You know, there's so many people out there that are just like, you're very, very kind-hearted, so.
Giovanni,
thanks, man.
Yeah, I totally agree, too. Now, you're not an only child.
No, I have two brothers. I originally had three brothers. One of them sadly passed away in a car accident when he was 17.
Sorry to hear that.
I'm the oldest, and I have a stepbrother who's 3 months younger than me, and a full brother who's 2 years and 9 months younger than me.
What do they think? Was this ever a direction that they wanted to go?
My brother, my full brother, taught himself how to play guitar, and he's amazing. He's also a really great songwriter, and he and his wife have like a little kids band. Because they have two little kids, and so they're constantly like making the mall tour too with like they're called the Lalas.
I like little
kid songs. They write little kid songs and they produce them and sell them, and they're great. So he got the bug, but I could not get him on stage with me to save my life.
Even today, he would never.
No, he will not hear of it. He won't even get on stage with his wife. She has to do all the work. He runs the sound.
Really?
Yeah.
And now, are you on stage by yourself?
I try not to be because it's no fun.
You like to party I do with other people.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's what it's all about for me is that camaraderie that happens on stage.
I'm right there with
you. I hate singing with tracks. I hate doing solo things with a piano. I sometimes you have to because it's just logistically impossible to do anything else. But I have an amazing drummer, bass player, and guitar player, and I play keyboards and sing. And as long as I have just those four elements, I'm in great shape because I've got somebody to bounce stuff off of.
Now, how did you find your group? Or did they find you?
Gosh. We started this idea really just like weeks before we started The Grove. I've played with the bass player quite a few times in the past. I've known him for 3 or 4 years. He brought in the drummer and the guitar player. And so I hadn't met those two guys really before that. The drummer is a drummer that I've been waiting for my entire life. The guy just knows exactly where I want him to go. I don't have to tell him. He reads my mind. He's got a really great feel. And same thing with the other two guys. The whole band is just really killer.
All right. Well, we're talking with Jake Simpson right now. And, God, you've got so much going on. I mean, you're going to be on Oprah Winfrey's show again Tuesday at 10, correct? Uh-huh. You've been on there. They surprised you with Stevie Wonder, for anybody that's just joining us right now. You've got your CDs out. Where do people find more about mm-hmm. you?
Everybody can go to jakesimpsonmusic.com. And we just started that website. It's amazing. It's going straight over to Reverb Nation, and that's where we're selling stuff. CD Baby, they can find me also on there.
CD Baby, there you go.
You know, I want to pick up your CD. How can I get your CD?
I'll burn you a copy, man.
Nice. Now, what about that? Oh, God.
Seriously, where can people find your CD, though?
Well, specifically, my song, CD, is on CD Baby, and some of the songs, I think, are on iTunes, and, you know, you can pretty much eventually, in the next couple of days, be able to get everything on my website, jakesimpsonmusic.com.
One last question. Jake, do you have anybody special in your life?
I have the best friends that anyone could possibly ask for. I have people who love me, and I love making music for them.
There you go. I love it. That was a good answer, right?
Very
there
diplomatic.
You go. I love it. I love it. All right. Well, oh, gosh. Let's play one more of his songs. And again, gosh, you know what? This has been an amazing talking to you and learning about you. I can't wait to go out there and, you know, definitely see you.
I would
you.
Love to see you out.
Yeah, I would love that.
You going to come up and sing with me?
Well, I don't know about that.
Oh, come on. Let's make it happen.
I'm going to come, but I'm
done.
Going to be your dancer.
That's even better.
Okay.
We'll make room on the stage.
There you go. I love it. Again, every Sunday from 3 to 6 at The Grove in Los Angeles, Jake Simpson Live, and also, again, back on Oprah
Tuesdays at 10 o'clock.
Tuesday at 10 o'clock. That's, gosh, I love it. All right.
Me too. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. All right. Tom.
School, an orthodontist? Look no further than ParentClick.com, one-stop shop for families in Ventura County. You'll find everything for every age in the ParentClick directory. Looking for something to do this weekend? Check out our community calendar. How about a place for your teen to volunteer? Read Parent Chatter. Go to ParentClick.com and register for our weekly newsletter. ParentClick.com, the local family scene and city guide for Ventura County. If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
For all your personal services, choose Forever Bella Skin and Tanning Spa, located in Westlake. Forever Bella offers tanning in a clean, spa-like environment with the latest in high-end, high-pressure tanning beds. Choose from the Power Tower stand-up tanning bed or the Sunboard UVA bronzing bed, or get the best of both in the Jet Power combo unit. You will also love the VersaSpa automated airbrush tanning system that hydrates your skin, never streaks, and dries you completely before you leave. Or get a custom airbrush tan by one of the highly trained specialists. There are never never any contracts for Forever Bella. Stacy, the owner and licensed esthetician, offers body waxing and eyebrow shaping. Also, custom rejuvenating facials. Forever Bella sells only the best skincare products. Sonia Dakar and Yanka of Paris. Forever Bella also offers a wide variety of tanning lotions, accelerators, and bronzers, in addition to products by Tweezman. Give them a call today for an appointment. 805-496-0786. Mention Kim Pagano's show and receive 50% off the second service. That's 805-496-0786.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We're having a party in here. I wish all of you would be able to be on my show, and it's the next best thing is just being here tuning in every Saturday from 2 to 4, and my new time is coming up is 6 to 7 every morning, or every Saturday morning on AM 1590. And, you know, we switched over, and you need to switch over because we're adding value. That's what it's all about. So anyways, our next guest is Abby Scott. And Abby Scott is...
Hi, everyone.
How are you?
I'm awesome. This is like really an exciting experience for me. I really haven't been on a radio show before. This is my first time. Well, I've done like phone interviews, but actually being here is a whole different experience.
Isn't it? There you go. I love it. We were just talking with Jake Simpson. We've got...
Oh, yeah, he's quite the smoozer.
Yeah.
Lots of practice my whole life.
I have to follow up him.
Especially
for the girls out there. They're like,
There you go. Exactly. So, and we've got Roland Reef, who is our acupuncture, and Giovanni. So and we've got Tom Spence in here. So we've got a full party in here. But you know, tell everybody a little bit about who you are, and you know that you were actually raised in a musical family, right?
Oh yeah. I'm a California native. My dad Norman, he is a songwriter. He wrote for Air Supply, Selena. So I've always been around music. But unlike, you know, other singer-songwriters, it took me a long time to kind of come into my shell and be comfortable singing and writing songs, but it all started with writing my own songs. Because doing cover songs, it makes me very nervous because you get compared to the artist. So I like to write my own stuff so I feel like, hey, they can't compare me to anyone else. It's me, you know?
So that's a different look at it, right?
It's so
Jake?
True. It's so true. And,
tough.
You know, I think that's a difference because you grew up out here. Where I grew up, we couldn't get away with it.
Right.
We had to do Mustang Sally. Otherwise, no one would come to our show. But that's the difference, though. That's one of the things I really love about California.
You know, Tom and I were talking in the break how that when you did sing with Stevie Wonder, we're back to Jake Simpson, and how amazing you were. You could totally handle that. And right, we were talking how you see people, you know, on different shows that sing other songs that are somebody else's, and they tear them up.
The one thing that goes through my mind is, you know, pull it together. That's it.
Yeah. And
oh,
that's
it's pressure.
Yeah. It's about surviving. And,
that's right.
And I love that. So Abby, so you write a lot of your own. Does your dad write them?
Actually, I do sometimes write with Norman. Yeah, we wrote a couple songs on the EP, and we actually have a little home studio, and that's how this EP came about. We did a demo just in the studio, me and him, and he's my, you know, he's my hero. He's the reason why, you know, I'm doing music and why I've gotten to this, you know,
now,
this point in my career.
Did you always want to do music too?
Yes. But, you know, I always was, I didn't believe in myself when I was younger. It really, you know, it was, you know, I had to kind of come into my own and be confident and just be like, you can do this. And this is something that you love to do.
And I think that that's important. Jake, can you comment on that?
I can't imagine growing up in the shadow of your father. I mean, I love Air Supply.
Yeah.
I still do. I remember I remember the little red tape that I had in 1980 when I was 5. And growing up in that shadow, that must have been tough, because the thing that you want to do is the thing that's yours, but the thing that you also want to do is someone else's that's really close to you. I mean, how do you come into that yourself, especially writing for yourself?
Oh, yeah. Well, he told me early on, he was like, this is a hard industry. So I got to get the facts on, instead of just being like, oh, yeah, do it. It's the dream. He knew how hard it was. But when he saw that glimmer of hope that I had potential and, I was a good writer, he nurtured that. And he was like, we made the garage into a home studio, and we just went to work. And
now,
with
your dad being who he was, were you able to meet these famous people, Air Supply and Celine Dion?
We did, yeah. We went to some shows. Yeah, we met. I got to meet these people, and he even wrote with the Bee Gees.
And I
but
think
that
makes
beyond
it
my time.
But
I think
that makes it easier, especially as an artist. You kind of grow up, in that kind of lifestyle. These are now friends of yours. They're not somebody, you're not just breaking into the scene.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, it's definitely, like growing up in California and not being in Missouri, that's an advantage in itself, but sometimes you take it for granted.
Yeah,
and in California, you take it for granted because you didn't have to struggle to come all the way out here.
This is true, and
so I have to remind myself that and pinch myself.
There you go. Now I know that you're currently working on a music video, right?
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that.
I'm doing a music video for actually my two singles, Lala World and Revenge, and I'm in the midst of shooting my video for Lala World right now. So
now, do you need any backup dancers?
Yeah, I do. Okay. Did I not say I love the Spice Girls? So I want to have choreographed dancers.
Sorry, Gio.
Oh,
he was kind of like that.
We all just start a dance sequence. Yeah, I know. I want to make a fun video that, is fun to watch and kind of humorous because the song is kind of humorous. So,
now, Jake, do you have any videos?
Remember how I said earlier that I was awful on camera during the break?
So you
no, I've never been brave enough to try it.
Okay.
I have to do it someday. But it's going to take a really good director to get me to settle down.
Now, how important are videos in your career?
I think they're so important. I mean, right now in this day and age, everything's viral and everyone wants to see, it's visual too. So I think, a lot of artists just have singles and they make a video. They don't do full albums anymore because people's attention span are very short. But I think having a video out there is really, really important because people want to see you. People want to feel like they know you. And,
YouTube can make a star. Yeah. I mean, literally overnight. It can make someone a star overnight.
Could it also not make a star?
Yeah, that's a great point.
But that's the funny thing is that, unfortunately, that person that it shouldn't make a star out of, sometimes it does that also.
Yes, I know exactly where you're going.
Same
with
reality shows.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, what is your thought, both of you, or all of you, on reality shows? I mean, that's where the turn of TV and the industry has taken it. And so it kind of takes it away from, the up-and-coming, the stars that have been working so hard, and now it gives everybody an opportunity. What's your thought on that?
Oh, I think I should
start.
Be a reality star. That's what I think.
Yeah.
I should have cameras following me. But yes, I mean, I'm not into the whole Jersey Shore and that kind of stuff and the Kardashians. I feel like if you're going to have a reality show, people want to see real, they want to see
unscripted.
Realness. Unscripted
yeah.
drama.
Well, Tom, what's your thought on that?
I only like the NHL for reality.
Stuck in a fish.
Other than that, nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't see the reality, but I know that my kids, my husband kind of gets into it. Yeah, it's like, look at our life, right? Look at our life.
They've even made Intervention
a
reality show.
And that's the thing. Most of these reality shows, I would say 95% of them are still scripted in some way or another.
Totally.
I was watching this thing about, I guess it was The Hills or one of these. And it was one of these girls, and they said that the producer was buying them these, like, $10,000 handbags if they said that they were doing drugs.
Or if they would make out with that person's boyfriend.
Correct. Because they need some kind of a storyline. Kind of drama, and that's what people want to watch. So,
well, isn't it a bit of a misnomer, reality show?
Correct. It's reality.
Yeah.
It's
I have a feeling there's going to be a new definition for reality soon.
Correct.
In the Webster Dictionary.
Oh yeah.
Now, here's a question: what do you think about Can You Dance? American Idol, all those. I mean, that's how you, Jake, started your career. But what's your thought on those kind of shows?
I think it depends on the people who are on them. The thing I can't personally stand is seeing someone completely bomb on that stage. And they should have never been on the stage to begin with because someone was taking advantage of their weakness. That's the thing that makes me insanely angry.
Yeah.
Because I know that feeling. I've bombed on stage a lot. And I
have
know
you?
How humiliating. Oh, absolutely. You completely space out the lyrics to a song or you start singing the wrong one. I do it all the time. I'm terrible. But it's you. That feeling is so humiliating.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that is irresponsible. And that's all I can say about it. It's just kind of irresponsible.
That's where they get, make their profit. That's where they get
exactly.
the viewers, though.
It's
unfortunately, that's our world. People want to see other people.
Yep.
It's sad, but it's true. That's
well,
what
we
makes
used to
them
watch,
so popular.
We used to watch people get eaten by lions, in gigantic stadiums. This is the new way to get eaten by a lion.
Really?
We have it in our nature to want to see people like she said, like fail and get eaten by a lion. And that's what I see in that. And I don't like it.
There are a lot of amazing people that go on those shows
yes.
and it is good. But I there's politics when it comes to
correct.
American
and,
Idol.
And there is so much negativity in TV and just in the media in general. And that's why Kim and I, we come out here and this is what the show is about, is nothing but positive. We don't really
mm-hmm.
talk about celebrities. We don't talk about the negative things in the media. All we want to do is better people's lives and increase people's lifestyles.
Well, on that note, the reality shows and also Can You Dance and so on, I'm not an entertainer whatsoever. And if I do watch those shows, I have to say I'm amazed that people go out to stage, either they know what they're doing or not, but they actually have the guts to get on stage. And I have to say, this is an amazing thing. I would never think going out to stage for any reasons, really. That's one of the biggest fears most people have. Public speaking, public singing. God forbid if I have to dance.
Right,
I
on
mean,
top of it. You're absolutely
yeah, so
right.
I'm amazed that people literally come from nowhere and go out to public TV and being broadcasters as such. So I have big respect for those individuals.
A couple of weeks ago, I had a friend come out from back home, and she did. She auditioned for one of the reality shows, and I really thought, she could make it because she's completely different from everybody else. She's got this awesome, gritty, ballsy voice, and I love it. She didn't get past she didn't make it to a callback really. Because she wasn't the cookie cutter sort of image,
and
but
you
she's
never
so talented.
Know what they're looking for.
You never know, and that's the important thing: is what are they looking for that day?
Exactly.
Abby, you're a gorgeous girl. You sound really you're out there, and you're really trying to. Do we have any music for her?
Yes,
we do.
I really want to hear you.
iTunes a lot.
You gonna burn me a CD too?
When you tell people in Missouri you're on iTunes, they're like, "Wow, she's made it."
Absolutely true.
I love it. Let's hear some of Abby Scott's music right now. Welcome back, Abby Scott. That is amazing.
I hope you guys are all dancing and singing in the car.
Yeah.
Awesome.
There you go. I love it. What we're going to do is we're going to take a really quick break. But when we come back, I'm going to talk about what inspires you, your writing. So stay with us. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We have we've got a full studio here. And stay with us. We'll be right
looking
back.
For a camp, a preschool, an orthodontist? Look no further than ParentClick.com, one-stop shop for families in Ventura County. You'll find everything for every age in the ParentClick directory. Looking for something to do this weekend? Check out our community calendar. How about a place for your teen to volunteer? Read Parent Chatter. Go to ParentClick.com and register for our weekly newsletter. ParentClick.com, the local family scene and city guide for Ventura County.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
For all your personal services, choose Forever Bella Skin and Tanning Spa, located in Westlake. Forever Bella offers tanning in a clean, spa-like environment with the latest in high-end, high-pressure tanning beds. Choose from the Power Tower stand-up tanning bed or the Sunboard UVA bronzing bed. Or get the best of both in the Jet Power combo unit. You will also love the VersaSpa automated airbrush tanning system that hydrates your skin, never streaks, and dries you completely before you leave. Or get a custom airbrush tan by one of the highly trained specialists. There are never any contracts for Forever Bella. Stacy, the owner and licensed esthetician, offers body waxing and eyebrow shaping, also custom rejuvenating facials. Forever Bella sells only the best skincare products. Sonia Dakar and Yanka of Paris. Forever Bella also offers a wide variety of tanning lotions, accelerators, and bronzers, in addition to products by Tweezman. Give them a call today for an appointment. 805-496-0786. Mention Kim Pagano's show and receive 50% off the second service. That's 805-496-0786.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KPTA.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and I am Kim. And I'm here with Tom and Giovanni, and we've got Jake Simpson, we've got Abby Scott, and we have Roland Reeve, our acupuncture.
She cheers for herself. This is great.
I love it.
Abby Scott, woo!
Did you see my iPhone?
Yes.
I thought
that was pretty cool. I think I'm going to have one made for myself.
I have myself on my iPhone case cover, yes.
Hey, you know what?
I got to be an Abby fan. Come on.
If you don't believe in yourself, I mean, that really is half the battle in life. And that's something that I talk about here, you know, is you have to be your best supporter. You have to be
your own cheerleader. It's true.
And so
if you wait for someone else to do it, you know, you're going to be disappointed. Zero goals, Jake Simpson.
Yep, right.
I love it. So, you know, Abby, what inspires you and your writing?
I mean, everyday life, pretty much. I mean, I don't write all my songs based upon my own experiences. Sometimes it's like if someone says like a word to me or a saying to me that hits me, and then I want to write a song about it because I feel like I haven't lived enough to actually write everything that, you know, it's like it's what's in your imagination or something that I've actually experienced myself. But I truly think that everyone can relate to what I write. At least one person out there can be like, yeah, I feel that.
Right. Jake, how about you? I mean, when you write, what inspires you?
Depends. I'm in the same boat. It's you can hear something on the street. Somebody says something on the street, you know, or a situation like if you like Stevie wrote about things that were he saw in the world, you know, through his eyes, and he wrote about those things. And I think you just kind of pull inspiration from the strangest places sometimes, and it's kind of like whatever you can get when you can get it. Inspiration in any form is you're lucky to get it, and it's so few and far between that happens. It's so special.
Yeah, I really find that is every day you kind of look for little things that kind of make you feel a little different. Isn't that how you would say when you find something that really intrigues you that you would write about?
Oh yeah. I mean, it could be any situation. It could be something your friend's going through, or it could be something that personally happens to you. And you're like, I have my phone on me 24/7, and I'm constantly, I have like voice memos up the yin yang with just like, you know, melodies or like, you know, lyrics or anything. I put it on my voice memo.
Now, do you listen to other people's music, and that's, who inspires you as far as, you know, obviously, you know, Stevie Wonder was one of yours. Who inspires you of singers that you mentioned the Spice Girls, but, you know,
growing up, I loved Alanis Morissette.
Yeah,
and I know it's some people may laugh, but I love Ashley Simpson. I love her music. And when she had her show, it just kind of was like because she was in the shadow of her sister and she wasn't the quote unquote amazing singer. But, you know, I felt like if she can do it, I can do it. I don't know why I felt that way, but I did. And I think that's
important. Now,
she was different. She wasn't the cookie cutter singer, but
Now, Abby, do you have brothers and sisters?
No, I'm an only child. Yes, it's just me. My parents are way lucky. But that came out wrong. No, but it's actually hard being an only child because all the pressure is on you.
You know,
it's
I'm an only child.
Oh, really?
I always said pressure. I hated it because I didn't grow up with anybody. It was just, you know, it was great because I got all the gifts and I was very spoiled. But
no,
I mean, growing up,
clothes.
Yeah, no hand-me-downs. I always got new clothes, new everything. Yeah. And it just, but growing up, I mean, it just even having that communication with somebody else or growing up with a buddy.
For some reason,
you know?
I liked it. I liked being the only child. But now that I get older, now it's kind of, I wish that the pressure wasn't all on me and eyes all on me. It's like, Abby, what are you doing? What are you doing with your music? How does everything between relationships? Chips or anything, all of the eyes are on me.
Now, do you feel like your dad gives you a lot of pressure about singing?
That's hard. Yes and no. I feel like he's my
Watch
biggest.
What you say.
I know. He's probably listening. Hey, Norm. I love you. No, I think that, you know, I mean, he's my biggest fan, and there's pressure there regardless.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So I don't feel like he puts pressure on me. I think that he helps me and he supports me and helps make it happen.
There you go. Now, do you ever wake up and you have a performance that's planned for that day, both of you, and you're just not feeling it?
Oh, yeah.
What is the words in your mind that talk to you?
I don't think we can say it on air.
No, but, you know, I mean, for me, if there's that time, it's, you know, I call it fake it till you make it, you know?
Oh,
I really just kind of...
I love that motto. I say that to myself every single day, fake it till you make
it. And I really
think,
you know, I'm sure even Oprah, that you can't be on all the time. So
right. It's like a switch.
Yeah, and so what is that for you, Jake?
For me, I kind of almost always go on a stage with this, like an awesome old vintage keyboard. Something that's very special that I connect with as an instrument. Sometimes I think it's a crutch, but really it's the thing that grounds me to the music, to the other people on stage with me. And I have a harder time going on stage as just a singer, standing up in front of people and singing, because there's this energy threshold that I have to get over. It's like I haven't had a cup of coffee, but I have to pretend like I have. That's my
10 cups of coffee.
Yeah.
So you don't have that high energy that you're feeling by yourself to pull it off.
Never before the show.
Really?
For me, it's got to be the thing that I really look forward to most, getting on the stage. That's sitting down behind that big, musty, black, vinyl-covered keyboard box, whatever the thing is. That gets me over that threshold, and then I can sing, and then I feel like I'm kind of connected to the music.
Yeah, it's kind of like being behind your mic right here. You know, once you're, you know, Tom will be like, are you ready? Ready or not, here we go.
Do it or don't.
And,
yep.
It's going to happen.
And you just walk through it, and it's good.
Yep.
It's good. So I love that, you know, that you're out there. I mean, really, the best compliment is your fans, people that love you, you know, hearing back. You know, do a lot of people get in touch with you about your music? And is that what we live for?
Yeah, well, it's also validation that you're not completely delusional. It's like, okay, some people like my music. Yeah, actually, I have fans in Malaysia. No joke.
That's great.
I have a lot of fans in Malaysia. I'm just putting that out there.
Love it. But I'm big overseas.
Big overseas. Yeah. I'm actually famous over there. But, yeah, no, it's amazing when someone writes to you and your music affected them or, you know, it's a really good feeling.
Abby, you know, you gave me something that you said that you wanted me to ask you. What is one thing that nobody knows about Abby?
Oh, I don't even know why I put that, because it's, you know, now you guys aren't going to like me anymore. No, I'm actually, I'm a total kook, and I'm actually a hypochondriac. Like,
really?
Yes, totally. And I'm a germaphobe, too. So I carry my antibacterial sanitizer with me everywhere, my hand sanitizer. I'm like,
and now
it's,
okay.
Does anyone else feel the same
public
way?
Public restrooms scare me to death.
Yeah. I love about public restrooms now is that you don't touch the faucet. The soap comes out. The water turns on. You don't flush the toilet except for when you're still going to the bathroom and it starts flushing for you.
Me, it's with eating. For some reason, with eating. Like, if I'm touching food, it's like, oh, my God, I got to sanitize my hands. But, you know, I'm always the one who gets sick, though.
Is that what I thought they were cameras.
Yeah.
Roland, can you talk just a little bit about that? I mean,
Yeah,
should we be that concerned?
We should certainly be concerned. Should we be that concerned? You know, a sterile world is non-sustainable. I mean, we would not be here if we would be sterile, right? Also, when you're growing up as a baby, if you keep a baby sterile, it cannot grow up healthy. And that's kind of a interesting thing that you say, Abby. You know, if you are too clean...
That could be bad too, right?
That's not a good thing because, you know, you got to have good bacteria. If you kill your good bacteria, you have nothing to fight. Your body can't fight.
And so there's good bacteria, bad bacteria. And as well, your immune system, you have to get sick every now and then just so that way your body can fight it away and become stronger.
Well, we don't want to put you in a bubble. We don't want to wrap you up in bubble wrap and say, here, go out, you know.
Okay, put me in a bubble.
Yeah, you would like that. No, I mean, be concerned, but be not overly concerned. Don't become neurotic about it. Otherwise, that depression is more of your immune system than any bacteria can do. But I think you're doing great here. I mean, I haven't seen you taking out your antiseptic.
I said it's mainly with eating.
And you sat next to me, so, you know, I mean, you're doing really great.
I'm only just holding my breath over here. No, I'm just kidding. I try not to overthink it, but it's definitely, it's not fun, trust me. Constantly thinking about your hand sanitizer, oh my.
Now, do you think, is that from your family? Just curious.
No, I don't even know where this came from. Really? I don't even know why I even, I have no idea where it came from. Huh. I wasn't like this as a child, even as when I was in high school. It's a new thing. I don't know. And I'm huge on Zicam and homeopathic, you know.
Well, that's why we have Roland here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know, Roland, how important is Zicam and, you know,
he's
going to
put it down.
C's?
He's going to put it down, but
no,
it's good.
No, not necessarily.
No, actually, I'm not. It's a good thing, you know. But again, a good thing too much is a bad thing. Don't become neurotic about it. Use it to its normal use, and it's all good. It's fine. We have an increase of viruses, increase of bacteria, and so on, and be conscious of those. You know, but many things go unnoticed, like shaving legs and then going out and stuff. This is more where we should be worried about, you know.
Really?
Well, yeah, let's say ladies shave their legs and then you have little nicks and so on. That's down on the floor, right? And you're going to walk out with flip-flops. And where do you think the dirtiest place in the world is? Down on the floor, right? So you shave your legs and then you wash your hands and be really neurotic about your hands. Well, what about your little nicks and crannies on your legs, which you go out? That's more what you should be afraid of, really.
Oh, gosh, Abby.
Hmm?
Don't
sorry.
Stop.
Now we have another one, Abby. I'm sorry to say.
Wait,
but,
Nair.
Kim sees my hands spinning.
Uh-oh.
No, hand to mouth, we should be cautious, of course.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Seriously.
Well, hand to mouth, that's where it happens. And
that will be a whole nother show.
Yeah, that's completely. That's what I was saying.
That we'll talk about all our, you know, things that we kind of are a little different about, right? Jake, is there anything that stands out in your life?
Oh my gosh. It's since I can remember being in kindergarten, I have literally had this fear of public restrooms.
Oh,
I don't like anything that happens in a public restroom.
Were you left
including
in
the
one?
Germs.
You
nope,
left in
not
one?
That I know of. I just always hated them. I just always thought, this is my private time. I need to be by myself. And it needs to be clean.
Oh, there you go. You don't want to share your bathroom, right?
What is it? What is your pet peeve?
Oh, God. What is my pet peeve?
I have the weirdest one.
What is it? Okay.
I'm not afraid of it. I just don't like suction cups.
Suction cups?
Yeah, even just the sound of them. If there's a suction cup on my... I can't even plunge the toilet. It's that bad. I just hate suction cups.
God.
So
you know what?
Thing.
At least you don't have to run into those too often.
Yeah, you know what? When we're in the pool and my kids all know how to swim and everything, I don't like people holding me down underwater. That is that's probably got to be one of my biggest things.
Your family's mean.
Well, you know, have you ever been held underwater like that? Yeah. It's like a joke, but... Mm-hmm.
Did you get water up your nose when you were a small kid?
I don't know, but I just don't like that. So, how about you, Roland? Anything that sticks out in your
life?
Tom?
Not detoxing. That's what...
Not juicing.
Not juicing.
Clowns, snakes, and claustrophobia. Yeah. Those are my
Claustrophobia. Really?
Isn't claustrophobia a fear of clowns, correct?
No, that's callophobia.
That's right.
Yeah, claustrophobia is like
tight,
MRIs, you know, that kind of thing, right? Where you can't like
even the Astrodome. If there's no way out, I get claustrophobia.
Really?
Yeah, claustrophobia is actually when you don't think you can get out. So you can be claustrophobic in a really big place.
Yeah,
if you don't think you can get out, just tell me where the thinnest wall is.
Yeah.
I freak.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Isn't that interesting?
Okay, how bad is it? I went on the Finding Nemo ride with my kid. At Disneyland?
Oh, you didn't jump off, did you? You jumped off?
It was.
Oh, my gosh.
It was weird. Here I am with my 8-year-old.
How are you on planes then?
You know, that's such a great point. As long as it's moving and I can move around, I'm okay. But you can't get out. It's like, what's the difference? And that it's totally an illogical fear.
Ooh, just thinking about it kind of freaks me out a little
bit,
I have to tell you.
That is the best question. Because in a car, you can say, stop, I got to get out. But if you're over Kansas, they're not going to stop.
Oh, yeah.
But in a plane.
Land the plane, please.
Yeah, if I have a crossword puzzle and I can just kind of work
it. So mind over matter, mind over matter, right?
And I never drink on a plane.
The mind, yeah, it's a.
Becomes irrational.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
I want to move back over to Abby. Now I
thank you.
We're done talking about you. Abby, I saw that you're on iTunes.
Yes.
You traveled to Europe.
I've been to Europe, yes. Mm-hmm. You know, actually, what's funny is that I had actually these two English boys, and they're singer-songwriters, and they're really good with websites, and they did my web page, and they elaborated on my, not all of this is quite true. They had fun with my little about Abby, but I've been to Europe once. I didn't really tour Europe. I think that's what they wrote. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been to Europe. I've been to England, and yeah, it was amazing.
Did you perform over there?
I went to Abbey Road. I took my complimentary photo on Abbey Road.
Ah, there you go. Cool. Yeah, that's very cool. Now, did you perform over there?
No, I did not.
No.
It was just a trip.
Just traveling.
And now we can find you on iTunes. Do you have a CD?
I am on iTunes, and I actually don't have a physical CD, but mm-hmm. I'm working right now on my second EP, so I'm going to have a full album. But I decided to release them in two EPs. The first one I released on my birthday, January 28th, and the second one's going to be released on April 28th on iTunes. So I'm just so excited. I'm over the moon about my new stuff. So
very cool. Well, thank you so much for coming on here,
too. Thank you. And I also want to thank Michael Blue, who produced my album and my EP. He's actually my boyfriend, too, and he's an amazing producer. Oh, no, trust me. I had to convince him to do my EP. I was like,
really?
This is my job. Okay, yeah. And I said, no, we are doing this because he's that amazing. He produced Colby Calais, One Republic, and he is amazing. He's working with Toad the Wet Sprocket. And their album is phenomenal. It's going to be amazing. For all the Toad fans, you're going to love this album. It's great.
There you go. All right. Well, gosh, this has been really fun. And again, Jake, tell everybody again.
Where can we get your cassette?
Yeah.
My cassettes and my records and my 8-track tapes are all available at jakesimpsonmusic.com.
All right. And Roland, give out the date of our detox
the Natural Healthcare Center.
Yes.
Yes, we have an open house, detox open house seminar. Come and ask questions. It is April 17th at 6 o'clock till 7:30 in the evening. Again, April 17th. Glad to see you there.
Okay, great. And let me ask you, what are we going to find out there? Are we going to have,
giving out samples of how it's a medical detox, so you're using a specific protein powder, and then we designed a diet step program for 10 days. So you're going to get to taste some of the foods which we are using for detox, and also get to taste the protein powder so that we get you familiar with the actual process. Then there is a sales rep and a expert on that detox there, and he can answer all your questions in detail also regarding that detox.
Now, we have a couple minutes left of our show, and anybody that's just tuning in right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show every Saturday morning from 6 to 7, and then again from 2 to 3 on 1590. And, of course, if you've missed any part of our show today, you can listen on kimpaganoshow.com. Is it good for women, if you want to lose weight, to actually have protein powder?
Yes, protein in, toxins out. Like I said, if nothing goes into your body, you're not going to kick anything out. So yes, we use protein. Protein actually goes straight into the cell and kicks out water, including the toxins. So if you use specific protein powder, it helps the cells to detox. Now, you asked about women. No difference, women versus men. But I think you mentioned also regarding weight loss. A lot of people can start to lose weight 4, 5, 6 pounds, and then they stagnate, they plateau. And part of that is because of the body's toxicity. The body doesn't want to get rid of your weight because that's where you store your toxins. So if you're plateauing on your weight loss, or you're plateauing on your journey of getting your best weight going, many times you need a detox intermittent to your weight loss so that you can continue with your weight loss. The toxins are harbored in the fat. So if the body has a lot of toxins, it doesn't want to let go of the fat because the toxins are in there. So you got to help them to get rid of the toxins, then you can lose the fat.
So I know this is a crazy question, but, you know, if you start to lose weight and you maybe end up with cellulite, can you ever lose your cellulite?
You know, cellulite is an interesting thing. It's actually fat not bound together. So it's water in between the fat. I have seen remarkable changes on cellulite just from detoxing. Again, that those fat cells are not healthy because some fat is healthy, no cellulite. So there is definitely a physiological reason why it has that orange peel appearance. And detox helps. It's not the A and O, but you certainly can make a difference in that.
And what about just working out? Do you work out and detox? Is that how it goes
on? Well, most people think that you're actually, when you're sweating, that you're detoxing while you're sweating. If you're active when you're hot and bothered and exercising, you don't really detox that much. That sweat is to cool you down. It's just to cool the body down. If you want to detox with sweating, infrared sauna, steam rooms, regular sauna, passive sweat contains toxins. Active sweat doesn't. So sweat passively, sit in a sauna, drink some hot fluids, sweat, and you detox that way.
So the detox that we're going to be talking about on April 17th, right, is...
It's a medical detox, and when I say medical detox, there's two products which you use. One is that protein powder with specific amino acid components, and then there's a pill will help your liver to detox those fat-soluble toxins, including hormones. So you're taking more and more protein powder, you're reducing your food intake, not by quantity, but by the bad food, so you basically become a vegan. You become a vegan for 10 days.
Oh, so this lasts for 10 days.
It's for 10 days. So gradually you get up to the day 6, 7, and 8. And during day 6, 7, and 8, you're a perfect vegan. So you're not eating any animal products, no dairy, no sugars, no processed foods. And it tells you, first of all, it gives the body plenty of nutrition to detox. But it also teaches you to behave right. One of the things which I'm always amazed about, I do the detox once or twice a year myself, your taste buds start to change 4 or 5 days into it, where suddenly, you know, an apple, because you're still allowed to eat apples and pears, no other fruits, but an apple tastes at day 6 or 7, that apple tastes like ambrosia. I mean, like, oh my God, this is the best apple I've ever had. Well, if you corrupt your taste buds day in, day out with so intense flavors, which are artificially manufactured, give your body a break for 5, 6 days, an apple can be amazing at that
point.
And
isn't that really with anything? If you don't eat and then all of a sudden you eat, I mean, I know I've been trying to like cut down on my meat and cut down on, you know, what I eat, almost really vegetables, a salad, maybe a little bit of fish, that kind of thing. And now when I have, you know, a piece of fruit or some goat cheese, it's like, oh my God, tastes amazing.
Very much so. Yeah. Very much so. I think that's maybe with music the same thing. If you listen always to bad music and you suddenly hear good music, you go, oh my God, this is amazing. Well, you know, same thing, I would think.
For me, it's the difference in a song, listening to a song in two different ways, listening to like an MP3 of something and then going and listening to it on a really great stereo system or on a record or like a really nice vinyl record or something like that. It's night and day.
See, there you go. If you corrupt your taste buds or if you corrupt your senses and then you let them actually recoup, and it doesn't take that long, couple days, and your taste buds start to recoup and recognize the nature, and a strawberry, an apple, a pear can taste beautiful. You don't need a ding-dong or some whatever chocolate or so on. Apples can be, and I'm using apples because most people come back and go, I had no idea how much apples, I taste so good.
There you go.
Got to go through that detox a bit and let them taste buds wake up.
I love it. I'm going to be there April 17th at, you know, gosh,
Oh, great. So we have a celebrity. That's yeah. phenomenal. That's great.
Go. But I can't wait to really learn more. I think that this is so valuable for our lives. So again, April 17th at 6 to 7:30. Give out your address
at
again.
The Natural Healthcare Center in Thousand Oaks at 223 Thousand Oaks Boulevard, Suite 324. It's the Natural Healthcare Center in Thousand Oaks.
Right. And again, I want to let everybody know April in Paris for the Boys and Girls Club for Moore Park is April 6th at 6 o'clock at Cal Lutheran. And definitely mention my name, Kim, to get your reduced price there, the early bird price. Jake, again, every Sunday from 3 to 6, right,
at
the Grove in L.A. And, again, this has been so much fun. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in today. Of course, I end all of my shows with a thought for the day and for the week. Take it through your whole week. Is you can always become more than you are, one step at a time. And with that, you have been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Remember, it's a good day to have a great day. And I will talk to you next week. Have a great weekend.
Grow your business by advertising in Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly target audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of residents, business owners, and visitors who are ready to become your customers. And mention KVTA to receive an upgrade to color for no additional cost. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com or 653-0791.
Are you not feeling your best or want to improve your health? Tired of going to a traditional doctor? Roland Reif of Natural Health Care Center, located in Thousand Oaks, has a different approach. Instead of masking the pain with medications, eliminate the pain. Roland is on the American Board of Anti-Aging Health Practitioners and focuses on your overall goal. With more than 20 years of experience in Eastern medicine, combining herbalology, Roland has been practicing acupuncture and Chinese since 1990. He incorporates his extensive knowledge of Western orthopedic. Let Roland help you learn how you can eliminate your condition and achieve optimal health and well-being. Call Roland, 805-497-4074. That's 805-497-4074.
Looking for a camp, a preschool, an orthodontist? Look no further than ParentClick.com, one-stop shop for families in Ventura County. You'll find everything for every age in the ParentClick directory. Looking for something to do this weekend? Check out our community calendar. How about a place for your teen to volunteer? Read Parent Chatter. Go to ParentClick.com and register for our weekly newsletter. ParentClick.com, the local family scene and city guide for Ventura County.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
For all your personal services, choose Forever Bella Skin and Tanning Spa, located in Westlake. Forever Bella offers tanning in a clean, spa-like environment with the latest in high-end, high-pressure tanning beds. Choose from the Power Tower Stand-Up Tanning Bed or the Sunboard UVA Bronzing Bed, or get the best of both in the Jet Power Combo Unit. You will also love the VersaSpa Automated Airbrush Tanning System that hydrates your skin, never streaks, and dries you completely before you leave. Or get a custom airbrush tan by one of the highly trained specialists. There are never any contracts for Forever Bella. Stacy, the owner and licensed esthetician, offers body waxing and eyebrow shaping, also custom rejuvenating facials. Forever Bella sells only the best skincare products. Sonia Dakar and Yanka of Paris. Forever Bella also offers a wide variety of tanning lotions, accelerators, and bronzers, in addition to products by Tweezman. Give them a call today for an appointment. 805-496-0786. Mention Kim Pagano Show and receive 50% off the second service. That's 805-496-0786.